These fighters are from the Karen National Defence Organisation, or KNDO. It's one of two ethnic fighting groups operating on the border between Thailand and Myanmar, and for the past week, it's been involved in fierce fighting with government forces. Major General Nerdebomier is leading his unit on patrol near the Karen State Outpost to strengthen and unify local forces.
I think the main reason they're dropping bombs at night is to terrorize the people and also to encourage their troops by saying, okay, we're behind you. Right now we're trying to talk with all the Karen armed groups to unify themselves and to fight against the worst enemies that we're facing right now.
Many fighters start here at the KNDO headquarters. It's early morning in this remote village. New recruits are called out for roll call and drills. This trainee arrived just days ago, along with fighters from the Karen National Union, or KNU. That's after they fled military air raids in the nearby town of Lake Kor.
In front of our troops, a gun battle happened. I saw it, but we got the protection by the Karen National Union soldiers. When the troops backed up, we traveled with them as a group.
Myanmar's army attacked Lake Kor using heavy airstrikes and artillery. They aimed to crush resistance, but it only sparked heavy fighting with local groups. Independent media in Myanmar reported the government troops seized dozens of dissidents. Thousands of people are reported to have escaped the fighting. Some are being recruited, but many just want out of the conflict. These people are collecting whatever they can and escaping east across the river to Thailand. Back in the training centre, teacher and mother Dao Nao Lin never imagined she would end up here. She said she joined after witnessing atrocities being carried out by the army against the protesters.
I am very angry that the Burmese army used the air attacks. I'm very sorry for the people. I want to revenge to the Burmese army for the brutality that they have inflicted on the people.
The conflict eased during the rainy season, but now the weather has cleared and fighting is intensifying. Those who stayed in Myanmar now fear for their lives and those of their families. Laura Bowden-Manley, Al Jazeera.